Welcome to the Business of How, the podcast series from ICS focused on delivering practical insights that manufacturers can use to improve their distribution strategies. Today, we are joined by Carl Erickson, Vice President of IT at ICS, for part one of a discussion on data and technology and how manufacturers can leverage this information. Carl, thanks for joining us today.
It's great to be here.
Let's start by creating a frame of reference here. When we talk about data for manufacturers that use 3PL services, what exactly are we referencing? What data types are available today for manufacturers?
The data can be categorized into two levels. You have the internal manufacturer data that's housed at the 3PL, and then you have the in-channel or distribution channel data that is pulled back from the channel and resides here as well at the 3PL. The internal data is really made up of distribution data, inventory, sales, returns, purchasing, finance, AR, chargebacks, GL, trial balance. It's the base distribution information from the manufacturer's perspective. Externally, it's a little lighter data. It's often referred to as 852 or 867 data. It does have detailed sales, but it has more summary level for the distribution level, which would be your inventory, purchasing, things of that nature. The internal data is the first leg of the journey, and the external data is that second half where it's being delivered to the final customer.
How are your clients using this data? Can you speak to the variability of use and how different clients get different value out of the data that's available to them?
There are varying degrees of how the clients use the data. It's certainly driven by department and the overall architecture of the client. The client could be importing the data directly into their own systems or simply using our reporting and web portals to get the information that they need. Within the client, you're looking at different operation groups leveraging maybe real-time data for alerts and monitoring for day-to-day business for operations. Sales may be leveraging the historical data, you know, pertaining more toward driving sales analytics. Finance would be using the GL and AR aging data as a sub-ledger to support their own ledgers.
When manufacturers are evaluating a 3PL partner, how does technology fit into the conversation?
Well, I'm certainly biased in my response, but at some levels, the most important key to solidifying the partnership is the data stream. The free flow and security of data is hand down the lifeblood of most businesses today. Data is pretty much the roadmap of where you've been and where you're going, and it's really the tool we use to make good long-term decisions.
When working with a 3PL provider, what should manufacturers be thinking about from a technology and a data perspective? What are things that are need to have versus nice to have?
I think three words sum up technology and data, and that is integration, integration, integration. And that's basically between the manufacturer and their intended customers. The question you have to ask is, does a 3PL have the tools to get your business and the industry connected to deliver what you need to your customers? That's a tough question on what's a nice to have as to what is a need to have. It's open to interpretation and personal perspective, but the absolute need to haves are security, reliability, performance, that ability to integrate, and for your 3PL to have a complete understanding how the data relates to your business and the business that you're trying to sell to.
A quick follow-up to that, Carl. Integration is obviously a crucial component and is also very difficult to achieve. Can you talk a little bit about how ICS is able to achieve that level of integration?
Yeah, I think when you use the word integration, the first thing you have to think of in a 3PL environment is flexibility or agility. It's very hard to dictate how you're going to deliver data, so you're really on the responding end as a 3PL or what we would call a service bureau. We have to be able to communicate really in any language to any entity. That's either be us talking back to the manufacturer or one of their third parties. It could be to a customer. It really just doesn't matter who we have to talk to. We have to have the ability and the agility to be able to make those connections.
how do you go about building that level of relationship and connections with manufacturers that might not have a robust IT organization?
I think this is one of the keys to ICS, and that's having a program manager as sort of a liaison to reach out to the manufacturer, get in the same room with them, assess what their capabilities are, where they want to go, and be able to work out a roadmap with them. We're capable of going anywhere from the most complex to the most simple data exchanges to be able to support either side.
What would you say are the common misconceptions when it comes to data and technology with 3PLs?
I think the biggest misconception is that all 3PLs' capabilities are the same, and that the data they need is the same from every 3PL. And I think the only way you can clear up that misconception is for clients to be engaged and get as much detail about the capabilities before they make their decisions. How flexible is a 3PL in their data integration? How deep is the data that they supply? And what does the client need from that data? And then to be sure that 3PL fully understands the data from a business perspective.
Carl, you mentioned depth of data and flexibility from the 3PL. Can you give us a little bit more detail on how these qualities deliver value to a manufacturer?
I think a fair comparison between 3PLs is one that is more of a specialty 3PL as a comparison to a standard distribution model 3PL. And what I mean by that is one selling to a direct wholesale distribution model may be very rigid in how they deliver or can deliver their data. When you look at a specialty 3PL distributor, you're looking at somebody that's used to working with entities that don't have those sort of capabilities, and they're capable of delivering that data in any form. Many 3PLs that work with a standardized model, they work from a position of economies of scale. And with ICS or specialty 3PL distributors, we understand that we're pulling data from across a much broader spectrum. And pulling data from a much broader spectrum means you're not going to get that standardization. So somebody, that service bureau, that middle connector, has to be able to pull all that data together and deliver it in a form that the client can understand. We have to take that conversion factor out of the client's hands and let ICS handle that and pull that into a centralized format.
You've been working with manufacturer data for some time now. How has data utilization changed over time, grown more sophisticated, etc.?
Well, I think that's driven from clients just becoming savvier, and their expectations have grown. Delivering inventory availability and sales was pretty much the standard 12 years ago, but now they want to see their sales and where their sales investment is. This means bringing in sales, AR, chargeback, in-channel inventory, lost sales, and helping the client tie that into a cohesive, clear understanding of their business.
Can you talk a little bit about how the number of reports that ICS provides today versus 5 or even 10 years ago, and how that number has changed based on manufacturer needs?
Well, I think even that question is kind of two level. More reports don't necessarily mean better. Our offering is certainly larger than it was. When we started out, we had 5 basic reports. Our standard is 25 right now. But I think it's the depth of those reports. With 12 years experience since I've been with ICS, every time we have an interaction with a client or with an end user, we take that information and add it to our standard reporting. So again, not only have we gotten more reports, but we've gotten deeper reports. These reports mean more now than they did in the past.
The Business of How is brought to you by ICS, the leading provider of third-party logistics solutions for the healthcare industry. For manufacturers whose products require special handling or a customized approach for distribution, ICS serves as an integral supply chain partner. Dozens of manufacturers rely on ICS as a trusted solution for anything from finished goods warehousing to order management to secure distribution and reporting. Visit ICSConnect.com for more.